This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal health officials say they have found evidence of additional H5 bird flu infections among dairy workers, including in Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports.
They called for more testing of workers on farms when animals are infected with bird flu. A new study found some dairy workers showed signs of infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. Blood tests from 115 farm workers in Colorado and Michigan found 8, that's 7%, had antibodies that indicated previous infection with the virus. Here's the CDC's Dr. Nirav Shah.
We in public health need to cast a wider net in terms of who is offered a test so that we can identify, treat, and isolate those individuals.
The CDC says PPE can protect against infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The representative-elect for Colorado's 8th Congressional District talked about his agenda in the next Congress Monday. Republican Gabe Evans talked about his focus on things like drug overdoses and bank robberies.
I saw those problems as a police officer, couldn't have the impact I wanted as a police officer, and so that's why I ran for and won my state house seat, and that's why I'm now so incredibly honored by the confidence and by the faith that the voters in Colorado's 8th Congressional District have instilled in me.
Colorado's delegation will have an even split of 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats representing the state in the U.S. House next year. A Colorado 8th grader competes in the National Civics Bee today in Washington, D.C. Joseph Drexler is from Buena Vista. He won the Colorado State title with an essay this past spring. This is CPR News.